from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
After 3 straight wins, the Bears have the swagger of a team that walks tall. Maybe that's because they walk together. Or maybe it's the confidence of having a quarterback who can rewrite the story.
It's always a constant battle. We're going to get a lot better. We're going to keep growing. And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. We're here to win games for Chicago Bears.
The emotional conclusion of episode 3 of Hard Knocks on HBO.
That was good.
It is The Score's afternoon show with me, Matt Spiegel, and him, Gabe Ramirez. And we are pleased to be joined right now on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. One of the writers of Hard Knocks. I think I have to credit you, Adam Hogue, as a writer on that TV show. Because,
really?
I mean, well, who was it? Polls on the show last night said, you know, they compare Tori Teller to his Scottie Scheffler. And your pinned tweet is the comp for Tori Teller is Scottie Scheffler. So I got to think, was it polls? I forget who said it, but whoever it was,
yeah,
they clearly got it from you in conversation. Am I wrong?
Yeah, we'll have to work. Yeah, we'll have to work on the GM with proper crediting there. But yeah, that's been. I mean, it's half joke, but also actually serious, because if you watch Tory Taylor at Iowa last year, he literally can spin the football like a golf ball on the green, like Scottie Scheffler does. So, yeah, I think it's an actual good comp for him.
Do you really believe you? It sounds like you do. Gabe and I were talking about this earlier. Do you really believe that this man has reinvented something that football players have been doing for 60 years?
Not necessarily reinvented, but I do think that he, you know, we are talking about a guy that was playing a different style of football in Australia. And this is actually, I know people aren't really going through the weeds of like punting trends in the NFL, but he's not the only former Australian rules punter entering the league in the last few years. I know the Steelers have one now too. I was actually watching that game on Saturday night, you know, because we had the whole Justin Fields, Russell Wilson thing going on. And
yeah,
those guys on the Steelers broadcast were like, look at this guy. And honestly, I can't tell you his name right now, but they were like, this is Australian rules football, dude. And so I'm like, all right, there's another one. There is something different about the spin on the ball. And we see it in practice every day, guys. He actually will just stand there like at about the 45-yard line and just put these things right in the corner of the field over and over again.
Unbelievable.
And the ball doesn't bounce into the end zone. It bounces back towards the field, which is what you want it to do. And he does it over and over and over again.
Adam, I'm just so curious, right? Because I think initially when the Bears selected him in the 4th round, there was a large group of people that were weary about the selection. But clearly there is value there. Why do you feel like other teams didn't place that same value on a guy like Tory Taylor?
Well, I do know from talking to Richard Hightower after the draft that they really did feel like he was going to be coming off the board soon. And Hightower told me, this was like a week or so after the draft, when we had him on our show on CHGO, that, you know, he after the pick, he was immediately getting texts from other special teams coordinators that were angry because they were about to take him. So he was going to go, you know, somewhere in that area, maybe most around later, but somewhere in that area. And, you know, I think when you sort of now are in August and we see this thing coming together and you've seen it in the preseason a little bit, like this is going to be a good defense. You do have a young offense, but between your defense and if you do have a punter that I am officially dubbing the weapon, because everyone's trying to call up a nickname for this guy. Yeah. I'm calling him the weapon. It actually should give Caleb Williams on the offense favorable field position for most of the season.
Adam Hoge from CHGO, one of our favorite guys to talk football with here on The Score. Nice to see you on our Zoom and on our Twitch, et cetera, Adam, with the outstanding looking football set behind you. It's, whew, boy, it's high-end stuff now for the Hoger. It is complimentary football. It feels like they're going to be able to play complimentary football, and we've spent our lives waiting for the savior at quarterback, but he doesn't have to play like the savior. You know, I find myself hoping that he plays it a little safe in terms of putting the ball into harm's way. Granted, he seems to have that skill set where he can like make the crazy plays and not throw picks, and that would be amazing, but I would rather see him truly perfect the layups with the quality of football players around him on this roster, Adam. How do you feel about this?
Well, there's really three things that I feel speaks pretty confident that you're going to get that. And one is actually something we heard about today. But the first thing I want to bring up is just that what's sort of been lost in the shuffle with all of us focusing on Caleb is that I do think this is going to be a heavy run team. And I really think they like DeAndre Swift a lot. And you haven't seen him a lot in the preseason because of how much they like him. So I do think once you get to this game against the Titans coming up in 2.5 weeks, you're going to see things that look a little different because they're not going to be so reliant on the pass. Like they came out the other day and they threw the ball 3 times right away on the first drive. They went 3 and out. Like that's not going to be what happens against the Titans in a couple weeks. The second is obviously the thing we've been talking about since the spring, and that's the weapons that they have. And they've put a good cast around him. The third thing, though, is something we heard from Tyson Bagent today that I think was somewhat new information for those of us that don't have a copy of the Bears playbook or know really what the rules are within the offense for the quarterback going through the progressions. And Tyson said today that on most plays, there is a baked in yes or no into the play right away. And that's another way of saying like a simple answer to whatever coverage they're seeing. There should be a simple yes or no to read right off the bat, where if you get your yes, bam, just hit that. And that should most times speaks be a layup like you're talking about. Now, if you get the no answer, that's where things get a little bit more complicated and you start to go through your progressions. And then we'll have to start to see, you know, as a rookie, how well he does that. But I do think he has the pocket presence and the awareness, which is another thing Tyson brought up today, complimenting Caleb and Tyson admitting he wished he could add that to his game, that I think will allow Caleb to, as the season goes along, get more and more comfortable with those longer progressions that he'll inevitably have to go through. You know, because as we heard from Tyson State too, with all the weapons they have, they're going to see a lot of zone defense. You're not going to be able to man up the Bears when they are throwing at DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Roma Dunze at you on every single play. You're going to have to play zone, and that makes things harder for a rookie quarterback to decipher those zones, what kind of coverage you're seeing, and you know teams are going to disguise it on them.
So that yes or no, that's not an RPO. You're not talking about a run pass option. Or that you're talking about within the progressions, within the targets, there's a yes or no where you're supposed to go.
Well, that's how I heard it today. And again, you know, not having a copy of the playbook, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of those are RPOs. Like, yeah, that could be part of it too. But we do know, and we've heard it now, you know, Cole Kmet said it on the show I'm doing with him now, the 85 with Cole Kmet. He said it a couple of weeks ago. Caleb doesn't like to run. And then you heard it last night from Caleb himself on Hard Knocks. Caleb doesn't like to run. So this isn't going to be the same offense with Justin Fields, where you almost have to lean on those RPOs and those zone reads and hope he keeps it for some of those first downs. That's not something they're going to have a ton of. So when I hear Tyson talk about that, and then I go off of what I'm seeing too in practices, I hear that yes or no is more of a, okay, I have this coverage. Let's hit this quick slant to DJ Moore, which they tried to do against the Bengals the other day. DJ just didn't win his route well enough. Otherwise, that was a well-thrown ball by Caleb. And those are something, guys, I think we've all been frustrated with the Bears not having that simple third and five slant that Aaron Rodgers used to kill the Bears on over and over again with Davante Adams and all those other wide receivers he had. Hopefully that's something the Bears have now in their arsenal.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Yeah, especially if teams, I know you mentioned they'd be going zone, but if teams are heading man-to-man, that's certainly going to be the issue. You saw Caleb try to execute that slant route to DJ Moore in the last preseason game, and certainly you think that those guys can come up with those catches at the very end. Adam, you know, Williams has displayed great mobility. You talked about him not wanting to run, but, you know, we saw the 13-yard run. You saw the vision on the touchdown scramble. How do you think, I mean, although he doesn't want to, how do you think that his dual threat ability will impact the Bears' offensive strategy this season?
Well, you know, it's a lot like Josh Allen to me in that it's something that is always going to be secondary, not primary. And so when you're a defense having to prep now for the Bears, prep for Caleb Williams, you still have to have all those same rules that we saw defenses have against Justin Fields the last couple of years. Now, you don't have to be quite as heightened aware that they might hit you, you know, with a run, you know, QB run on every single play. But just in terms of, you know, not turning your back and being aware of the fact that Caleb, once he gets outside the pocket, as Ryan Poles mentioned to us on Hogan Johns the other day, like that's where the wow plays are really going to come once he gets outside the pocket. So there's still going to be that same type of emphasis of we got to keep this guy in the pocket. But then that's where I think we all hope here in Chicago that the next level comes from Caleb where, oh, that's fine. I can still beat you from inside the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're starting to hear these little whispers from, whether it's teammates or coaches of this level and polls the other day, quite frankly, that they like what they've seen from Caleb Williams so far when he is in that pocket.
Adam, I love that he doesn't want to run. I love it. I love that every time you see him scramble or buy time in the pocket or slide right or left, he's just looking to throw. Like his hero, Aaron Rodgers, and like his number two, Matthew Stafford. It's crazy, but like those are the guys that he loves, guys who can run but who choose not to. It's just such a different world. One more on Caleb. How do you feel about the teaching plan? Having lived through the teaching plan for Mitch and the teaching plan for Justin, how do you think the coaches are doing with what they used to call it, Trent Dilfer called it the sequence of exposure, like how you show things to the quarterback to get him ready to go? What are your thoughts on that as far as you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, on the macro, it's just, I laugh at the question a little bit just because it's been so different. I'm not laughing at the question. I'm laughing because it's just been so refreshing from the start. I mean, we're going from the last two quarterbacks who couldn't even be, you know, they're going to start as a third stringer. Okay, what are we doing here? That's ridiculous. And then they don't even get the reps, and they're supposed to get these mental reps, and mental reps are great, but they're not physical reps. And then so when they do get in, they're going up against backups and guys who are all getting cut on cut day. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, whoops, by week three, week four, you guys actually have to go play an NFL defense. Like, it's ridiculous what happened here in the past. And it's so refreshing that not only did they just say from day one, Caleb, you're the starter, they started this process in March.
Yeah.
It is pro day.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being there in LA, and when you start to hear these details about what's going on, because we're obviously there, but we're not in the room with what they're doing with Caleb, and you start to hear what they're doing, you're like, oh, so not only are you guys definitely drafting him, but you're already installing the offense. And so you're giving him a month and a half head start on everyone else on top of it. So as far as the teaching, it starts with that. And then on a day-to-day basis, you know, obviously we're not in the rooms and things like that. We're getting a little bit of a glimpse on Hard Knocks. Like, I love seeing that Flus is having a one-on-one with Caleb, you know, the morning after the Bills game. I'm assuming that's something they're doing on the regular. And honestly, trying to piece the small pieces of that together that we got to see, I didn't get a sense that it was so much Flus trying to coach him up, because he's obviously the head coach, defensive guy, as much as he's just wondering what his quarterback was seeing and trying to have him inform the head coach and get that feedback so then they know how to teach him going forward. So, and there's been very little to criticize at all. If anything, if you want to say, hey, maybe he should get some more reps tomorrow night in Kansas City, I could listen to that argument. But I think with what he's shown in the first couple of games, I'm cool with the fact that they've said he's reached his rep limit and, you know, just show up against the Titans in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been cool to watch. And I also enjoyed that moment, because what I loved was Flus's style in handling that. It was still keeping Caleb accountable for whatever he saw in that moment, and still, whether it was the slide, whether, you know, he just, I love that part about him. Adam, when I look at this team, I see a lot of leaders. I see, you know, the Keenan Allens, the Jalen Johnsons, but you have a guy like Caleb Williams who's taking on a prominent role. How do you see leadership dynamics evolving in the locker room over the course of a year when you have your QB1, the rookie, peppered in with, you know, several veterans on this team?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that, you know, it goes back to the quality of, I think, people that Ryan Poles has brought in. Like, there's just not going to be a team full of a lot of drama. And I think that it's also a lot of players like a Keenan Allen, like a DJ Moore, like Cole Kmet, who have been around, seen a lot of different quarterbacks, that not only understand the dynamic of what it's like to have a young quarterback in the room, but also know the difference between this guy's really good compared to some of the other rookie quarterbacks we've been around. And obviously Keenan experienced the, you know, that good side too with Herbert in LA. So I think you have enough guys that, you know, feel like they're leaders that can lead, but also understand exactly how this league works and understand that Caleb Williams is different. I mean, Cole Kmet called him different, and their understanding of the situation. And I think as far as Caleb, the only thing he needs to really worry about, he doesn't necessarily need to worry about taking over this locker room. I mean, that's going to come naturally over time, because this is going to be his team. We all know that. But right now it's just about, you know, showing the vets your work ethic, what you're capable of learning, and, you know, just earning that trust from teammates more than anything else. And we've heard nothing but positive things to this point, really from day one. And so I do think he's accomplishing that at this point.
How handsome is Cole Kmet when he's all done up with makeup for your fancy new podcast, The 85? Is it jaw-dropping in person?
Yeah, see, he doesn't even need the makeup. That's the crazy thing, you know? He's just...
You guys.
He's just...
How handsome are you? How much makeup are you using when you do it?
I mean, I tend to think I'm somewhat handsome, but sitting next to him on that set, I mean, I just got no chance in that competition.
Right? I mean, no chance. And, like, he's a cover boy on the boat. As the Hard Knocks credits are rolling, it's like, look at that. Hey, Cole, would you sit here in the sun for us as we take the boat up and down the river? It's a good moment for him, though. It's a good moment for him. And it's like, dude, this is a guy, Arlington Heights, right? I mean, this is a guy who's going to be able to write his own ticket as a Bears media guy until he's 70 if he wants to in this town.
Yeah, we feel fortunate to have him, obviously. But I also, you know, if people haven't had a chance to check it out, I've got to just do a quick plug. It's the type of conversation you're not really going to hear. And all the, we have a lot of Bears coverage in this town, obviously. But to hear Cole sit down and talk to, you know, Austin Reed for 40 minutes about life as a player. And, you know, you get Cole's side as a guy who's already earned a second contract, and you're Austin Reed's side of it of like, I'm living in a hotel for the last month and a half and have seen basically nothing but football. And, you know, this is the training camp grind. And when it's all said and done, I might not even have a job. But to hear that between two players talk it out is just different access. And I think it's super cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you're mentioning that you got a $5,000 signing bonus in front of millions and millions of people, you know, and then you're trying to have that conversation, a Cole Kmet could pull that out of you a little bit different
than somebody else.
But then he killed the Keisha Cole, didn't he?
He killed it. He beyond killed it. I mean, when you get, I saw what he did there. He was like, let me sing something that people are going to know. Uh-huh. And the veterans were waiting. They were waiting. And then once they bought into it and they saw how believable
it was.
They
had his back. It was quite beautiful.
It was actually more than beautiful. It was better than that. Adam, let me ask you this. You did mention that obviously there's a lot of Bears coverage and a lot of that via you. What's your favorite part about it right now in the present? I mean, we've dealt with some pretty down years over the last couple of years, but in the present, what gets you excited when you're covering this Bears team?
Yeah, I mean, I just like training camp in general. Although when we're getting to the end of it, it does feel like a grind a little bit. But I do love the days where the weather's still nice. You're out there on the practice field. This is the only time of year we get to watch full practices with pads on, because once the season starts, we're not allowed in there. So you can learn a lot. You soak a lot in. And then, you know, I think we're all sort of hesitant because of what's happened here in the past, their quarterbacks, right? And you don't want to get too out over our skis. But there has seriously been a couple, at least one or two moments every single day where you just see Caleb do something and you're like, no offense to the other guys, but that's not Justin. That's not Mitch Trubisky. Like, it's a different level. And then to feel that excitement from the fans out there when these practices have been open to the fans. I mean, it is a really cool time of year. And now, unfortunately, we go into this 2-week bye period where nothing. It's just grueling. Like, can we get a real football game here soon? Like, this is now the next 2 weeks are the worst 2 weeks of the year, I feel like. This is, give me a game, please.
No, this is when the Cubs make their run. This is right here.
Uh-oh.
They jump into the zeitgeist at this point. Or maybe your White Sox make a push. Yeah.
Do we still a push for what? Do we still have two teams in this town?
For Grady,
for
Grady Sizemore to, maybe lay claim to a job or something. You know?
Oh man, I'm sorry for you and your family on that one. Adam, thank you, man. Love talking to you. Happy for your success. We'll talk soon. You know that.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You got
good talking to you.
You got it. It's Adam Hoge from CHGO. I want to ask you, Gabe.
Yes.
If my head is out over my skis when I find myself thinking right now about 1983, 1965, maybe 2003 in regards to these Bears, I want to ask you how crazy that thought process is. Okay?
I like this.
All right. And then later on this hour, you have something in your house that I want.
Me?
Yeah. So I gotta go after you about that as well. Okay. It's Spiegs and Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.